And King Cobb, that is. We're going to go for a beer at the King Cobb, that's for sure. Maybe we'll convince Fear to come for a beer, you know, at King Cobb as well. Who knows? Minus 35, though, that night. Yikes. I got a feeling the wind chill's going to be in the 40 below range there. And Saturday, the 24th of January, is negative 28 again as a high, but complete sun. So no more shoveling for a bit, thank God. And minus 30, a little bit warmer on Saturday. And they're saying Sunday is going to be negative 24. And again, they're saying complete sun. So if you're a sun lover, or if you have cats, your cats will probably be sitting on the warm air intake vents, and maybe at the same time sitting in the sun if they're lucky, or maybe they're going to sit on the arms of the couch in a sunbeam, you know, like a typical cat would. That's for sure. But listen, I want to tell you a quick story before we get to the next set. So last year I broke my ribs on January the 3rd. And so we hired a company to do the shoveling, and it was crazy. I can't remember how much a month the bill was, but it was, you know, $100 and some, I think, for you know, the month. And I think that shoveling company ended up coming in 3 months. We paid them, I think, for 3 months worth of shoveling, and I think they came three times. Do you remember that? Last year it didn't snow. And this year, you know, everything's fine, you know, no broken ribs, no broken limbs. So I'm out there shoveling. I think I've shoveled like eight times already, for Pete's sake. So, although the weather's been nice. So, but still, I'm like, holy cow, we kind of gave that company our money. It was kind of like, here's $100 whatever, have fun. And, you know, have fun not shoveling. Isn't that the way it always goes, folks? Good grief. So anyway, I just hope I don't have to shovel in the minus 40 and stuff. So it looks like we might be okay for a few days, except for that one little flurry thing. But yeah, we'll see what happens. All right. Well, I hate to do this, but we're going to continue on with the death theme, which is kind of sad. But I like to think of this as, you know, we're celebrating the life of David Bowie. And I need to put a bow on my year-end review show for 2025. And I don't think we're going to play anything else, although probably next week I'll think of some stuff. I don't know. I'm terrible. But one set that we always do for our year-end reviews is the folks that we lost, the musicians, the artists, the songwriters, influencers, I guess, that we lost. So we're going to do that now. And then hopefully we can leave the 2025 year-end review in the rear view mirror. Here we go. Here's a bunch of, sadly, a bunch of artists that are no longer with us. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is pre-recording from home, but we'll be back next week, and we're going to brave that minus 400,000 degree weather, just like you guys are. You know, yeah.
BACATION. Pizza stand, I write love letters
Well, I tried my best to be at rest when the moon and the wind both died. You locked me in with your best friend, though your window was open wide. I escaped in time to see your man drugging in a bar again. He was finally losing, singing to Susie, sucking a big bottle of gin.
Moses, there's nothing you can. say is just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Ann Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Ann Lee company?
Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed him when you can?
Yeah, take a load off Fanny, take a load off Bree, take a load off Fanny,
and you put the load right on.
From Spence Street to the Perimeter Highway, this is CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg Community Radio.
Hi, my name is Alan Cross. I am a person who got their start in radio at CKUW. And you are listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The meaning of your life, my friend. I'll tell you one thing, but not another. We're all waiting for the world ahead. And you means it, the gates of heaven. On summer night, to be born again. It's intuition, not superstition. We're all waiting for the world ahead. Do you believe in things unseen? Or are you one of those that just pretend? Are you aware? Let me be clear, we're all waiting for the world ahead. So if you must hang on to love, it's only disbelief you must suspend. Oh, by the way, it's way too late. We're all waiting for the world ahead. And by ambition, like a collision, we'll never show you what's around the bend. I'm double guessing while you're obsessing. We're all waiting for the world ahead. Oh, let's wait for it now. Vision. We'll never show you what's around the bend. I'm double guessing why you're obsessing when we're all waiting for the world ahead. So in conclusion, here's a
here's the solution. Just live your life until you die, my friend. Have no regrets, and don't forget, we're all waiting for the world to end. Yeah. We're all waiting for the world to end. Oh. We're all waiting for the world to end. Oh. We're all waiting for the world to end. Oh. We're all waiting for the world to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the world to end. Oh, no. We're waiting for the world to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the world to end. Oh, no. We're waiting for the world to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the world to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the world to end. Oh, no. We're waiting for the world to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the song to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the song to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the song to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the show to end. Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the show to end.
Gonna be ecstasy. This place was meant for me. Ooh, feel. Yeah.
CKUW. It is 95.9 FM. Hi, everybody. It's late. It's got to be almost about 2:30 in the morning, but thanks for hanging in there with us. That was a pretty sad way to end what was becoming a joyful set. But yeah, it's I hate to say it, but that was our Rest in Peace set from 2025. And all the artists in that six-song set, yeah, they passed away in 2025, and I feel like they're pretty huge losses, you know, for the music world. We just heard Ozzy Osbourne with Goodbye to Romance from a spectacular album called Blizzard of Oz. That came out in 1980 on Jet Records. And, man, you know, like, it was interesting. You know, Ozzy passed away, and I was hearing all these stories coming up on the internet from all kinds of different people mostly from the, you know, the music and the entertainment industry, the movie industry and stuff. But, you know, everybody that was, you know, that I saw on the internet told a kind of a funny story, you know, about Ozzy, about how Ozzy, you know, was talking to them out of nowhere, and how friendly he was, and same with Sharon Osbourne and everybody. So apparently Ozzy was just a fantastic dude as well. So but man, when I listened back to songs like, you know, from Blizzard of Oz and, you know, all the Black Sabbath stuff and everything, I'm just, it's scary. I mean, how many songs does this guy have? You know what I mean? Like, unbelievable. And Goodbye to Romance is a song that I kind of forgot about, even though when I was little and I grabbed the Blizzard of Oz cassette tape, I listened to that thing 50 million times. And yeah, kind of took Ozzy for granted at the end there, because, you know, he was just always there and always seemed to come out with great records. I'm like, good grief. Like, this guy is unstoppable. So unbelievable. So terrible loss for Ozzy Osbourne. Same with Ace Frehley from Kiss. So we played New York Groove from his solo record, which came out in 1978 on Casablanca Records. Yeah, I loved Ace. And I know there's, I have friends who are not big Kiss fans, but, and I'm not the biggest Kiss fan, but I still love some of the stuff that they did. Some of the stuff I could do without, but some of it's just spectacular. And of course, the makeup and the stage show and all that stuff, incredible. Loved it. And yeah, that New York Groove song by Ace too. What a ripping song. Speaking of ripping songs, we lost Raw Mallow from the Mavericks, who I was very, very lucky. Another reason why I'll advocate for going to shows, because you just never know. And I got to go see the Mavericks a couple of times before Raul passed away, and I'm really, really glad I did. They were so fun, so great. What an unbelievable live band. And so we played Waiting for the World to End, which is one of my favorite songs by them. We did the live version from All Night Live Volume 1. That came out in 2016 on Mondo Mundo Records. Oh, good grief. So great. What, you know, I don't know. If you weren't tapping your foot to that one, I don't know, man. Come on. Same with the band. We lost Garth Hudson in 2025 from the band. Of course, we lost Robbie Robertson a little bit before. And so slowly we're running out of band members. I'm trying to think. Has anyone left? I don't think so, actually. But what a band the band was. Unfreaking believable. So we played probably their biggest hit called The Wait from a record called Music from the Big Pink, which is just a ridiculous album. My goodness. 1968 Capitol Records, of course. The Big Pink was the house that they rented and recorded the record in and had parties, and, you know, Bob Dylan would show up and jam with them. And good grief. It was in... it was somewhere in New York State, and apparently now, and I think I even saw this like weeks ago, that people still make pilgrimages out to the Big Pink and hang out in the, like, it's in the countryside, right? So it's all kind of secluded and everything, and so people go out there and you know, kind of pay their respects and everything, which is kind of neat. So Joe Ely before that, from his debut solo project, we played Suckin' on a Big Bottle of Gin, We've had quite a few songs about alcohol this show, but anywho, yeah, more Beer with Fear coming up on Friday, anyways. But yeah, Joe Ely, of course, ex-member of The Clash, had like a million solo records. I'm just getting into his solo stuff now, and it is so good. I mean, I wish I would have been, you know, following Joe a lot earlier than this, but in the better late than never category, rest in peace, Joe. What a just a great rock and roll guitar player, singer, songwriter, the whole works. So that was from his debut called Just Named Joe Ely. Came out on MCA Records. And off the top, we lost Connie Francis as well in 2025. So I played Vacation, which was a 7-inch single she released in 1962 on MGM Records. And later on, of course, it appeared in a bunch of her greatest hits packages and stuff like that. And I got into Connie Francis through the movie The Craft. Do you remember that? All about witches, of course, and stuff like that. And there's a scene in the movie where they win the lottery. And so the mom of one of the young girls, young witches in the movie The Craft, she has them over to this really, really nice condo, and it's, you know, it's I guess it's a high rise kind of condo, and they're looking out over the city, and you know, it's super duper nice. And of course, before they lived in a trailer, you know, in a trailer park and stuff. But anyways, in the scene, there's she bought a jukebox for this really nice condo. And the other girls look in the jukebox and they're like, it's all Connie Francis. And the mom comes over and she said, oh, yeah, of course. You don't want to have anybody except Connie Francis and stuff like that. And all the young witches, you know, are just rolling their eyes. They're like, yeah, okay, or whatever. And they finally retreat to the bedroom and lock the mom out because she just won't be quiet about the old Connie Francis. Good grief. So, yeah, but Connie's got some great, great songs for sure. For us old country fans, you know. So there you go. All right, well, what time is it, man? It should be around 2:35, 36, 37 in the morning, depending on when they press play on this pre-record. So I guess it's because we're running out of time here, we better do a little bit of concert and event guide. And let's see. What do we got here? There's some stuff going on. That's for dang sure. So we mentioned Fear, Negative Charge, and Age of Self as part of Winteruption. January 23rd at the West End. There's still tickets to that, if you can believe it. So get out there. Get your tickets. Don't be disappointed, because I personally don't think we're ever going to see Fear back in Winnipeg ever again. So this is a good chance to save airfare and just go see them. You know what I mean? So anyways, Big Sugar is here on January the 30th. I think they're doing Hemivision, that album Hemivision, in its entirety. And that's at the Club Regent Event Center. We've got a couple of punk rock shows to end off the January, the first month of 2026. First of all, it's Hippo, Juste Orange, After Work Ritual, No Complacent, and the Mighty Hippo, who are doing the Hippocidal album release show. That's January the 30th at the Osborne Tap House. I'm going to that one. I love Hippo. If you want to see a punk rock band that dresses up like hippos and just goes crazy on stage, yeah, you should go to that. And I'm not even mentioning Juste Orange, who kill. I haven't seen After Work Ritual yet, but No Complacent are great too. So what a great bill. And I think tickets are like $10 or something. So don't forget to bring your friend's card to that, because you can get 10% off poutine at the old Osborne Tap House. So, oh yeah, and the very next night, The Old Man is going to be hurting, but I'm also going to this one. It's Sans Regret, who I haven't seen in months and months and months. Phantom Head, who I don't remember if I've seen before, but I'm looking forward to it. And The Mighty Spectre, that's January the 31st at the Osborne Tap House. And that's for your friend and my friend, I'm sure, Tammy. It's her belated birthday party show. And it's going to be amazing. So get out for that one. What else do we got? Oh, yeah. The Robots of Rush, unfortunately, are playing January 31st as well. This time at the Pyramid Cabaret. You know, there has to be like multiple shows on the same night, so I have to make some sort of decision. But hopefully Robots of Rush will be back. That's with members of Moontan from Winnipeg here. And of course, doing the Rush show, doing the Rush songs. Okay, I'm a huge Rush fan, so it's breaking my heart. But I'm hoping that they'll do another show a little bit later, you know, in the year, for sure. The Offspring and Bad Religion are here on Saturday, February the 14th at Canada Life. Big Trouble in Little China, Satanic Rites, Nothing, and Career High are February the 21st at Side Stage. Boy, I have not seen Satanic Rites play in like a year and a half, so that might be a must-go-to. The Trues are back, February 21st, Burton Cummings Theater. Megadeth, who are calling it quits after this year, and Anthrax and Exodus are February 25th at Canada Life. Wow. Charlie Crockett, Winnipeg Folk Festival guy, February 26th at the Burton Cummings Theater. Live, Big Wreck and Econoline Crush are March the 2nd at Canada Life. We've got Scum Dumpster, Juliet Ruin, Sounds Regret, Toaster Bath, Shit Happens, Ticked Off as well. That is March the 7th at Club Happenings. And then we've got Sapi, March the 19th at the Park Theater. I want to go to that one. That's a while away, but we'll see. William Prince and Boy Golden are April the 25th at the Centennial Concert Hall. I think there's tickets to that still, which is a wee bit surprising for me. Let's see. April. Ah, May the 5th is Triumph at the Canada Life Centre. I want to go to that one. These Canada Life shows are so expensive, though, that I don't know. One show that I am going to, I have tickets already, is Stuart Copeland, doing the Police thing at the on March 28th at the Centennial Concert Hall. And that's going to be incredible. There's actually three shows that he's doing. He's doing like a full symphony show. The one that I'm going to with the Police is a symphony show as well, which is going to be incredible. And then he's doing like a meet and greet, which would be incredible to see. You'd be seeing an absolute legend of rock and roll, and one of the best drummers ever, in my opinion, in the whole world. So incredible stuff there. And then if we look way off into the future, it's Winter Sleep, Saturday, June the 30th at the Park Theater. Don't forget Folk Fest is July 9th to the 12th. And with a little luck, I might be able to head down to that one. That'd be pretty cool. All right, listen, according to the clock on the wall, we got about 20 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to say goodnight now. I'll be back in the studio with a little bit of luck next week, as long as things don't go haywire. And I don't know what we're going to do next week, but I can almost guarantee you there's going to be a whole bunch of fear after we see the Fear concert. And you can find out what shows I went to on Winteruption, or maybe I'll see you out there. Who knows? But anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. Listen, we're going to end on another sad note. This has been kind of a death-themed show, but we also lost Bob Weir, guitar player extraordinaire for the Grateful Dead. So I'm going to leave you with 20 minutes of Grateful Dead. Everyone take care. I mean, stay warm if you can, and get out to go see some shows if you can, because... yeah, it's better than sitting at home watching crummy TV, right? Yeah, there you go. Take care, everyone. See you. Bye.
God save the child who raised that man. And they have one good ring, baby, you can't tell. One watch by night, one watch by day. If you get confused, listen to the music play.
job, hauling items for the mob. I had a steady job, hauling items for the mob. You know the pay was pathetic. It's a shame those boys couldn't be more copacetic. I meet a West L.A. girl, already know what I need to know. I meet a West L.A. girl, already know what I need to know. Name, address, and phone number, though, just how far to go. Still they fade away. Where still they fade away. Little red light on the highway. Big green light on the speedway.
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Picture a bright blue ball just spinning, spinning free. Dizzy with eternity. The skin of sky brushing some cloud and sea. Call it home for you and me. A peaceful place, a sort of looks from space. A closer look reveals the human race. Full of hope,
ashes all fall down.
Now watch as the ball revolves and the nighttime falls. And again the hunt begins, again the blood wind calls. By and by again, the morning sun will rise. The darkness never goes from some men's eyes. Well, I know it strolls the sidewalks and it rolls the streets. Staking turf, dividing up meat. Nightmare, spook, peace and heat. It's you and me, you and me. Hey, flash blade in ghetto night. Rudy's looking for a fight. Rat cat alley broke them bones. Need that cash to feed that Jones. And the politicians throwing stones. Singing ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Commissars and pinstripe bosses roll the dice. Anyway they fall, guess who gets to pay the price? Money green, a proletarian grave. Selling guns instead of food today. So the kids they dance and shake their bones. And the politicians throwing stones. Singing ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Tell us what to think. Spirit's sleeping, then the flesh is ink. Yeah. History's page will be neatly carved in stone. The future's here. We are it. We are on our own.
On our own.
On our own. On our own. Man.
because it's all too clear we're on our own. Singing ashes, ashes, all fall down. Ashes, ashes, all fall down. Picture a bright blue ball just spinning, spinning free. It's dizzy, possibilities. Ashes, ashes, all fall down.
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 Ashes, ashes, all fall down.